Thank you very much, Ian, for what you've highlighted here within the resolution. I've read that as well, and I wish I would have actually known that before I actually did my fellowship. And also, even doing the fellowship, the information was provided was good, but it wasn't actually highlighted that we're supposed to actually have a program of activities. So when I started looking into the resolutions, then I realized that, oh, we need a program of activities for the decade. This would have actually helped for us to take it into the grassroots, the communities that the civil societies are working with, to be able to give them, to explain to them that, look, this is very, very important. This is the programs, these are the activities we need to do. And also, it will also help to understand that it is not just about us as people of African descent, but to bring everybody, all stakeholders, onto the table for them to understand why, what the decade is and what the program of activities is, and not just going out there and say that, oh, there is the decade for the people of African descent, and they're like, okay, yeah, and, you know, and that is what the, I think that is what the issue is and the confusion is within the civil society that we are working in. So that is very, very important. I didn't know about that until I actually also got the knowledge to know how to go and find the resolution, to read them, to see what is actually there. So this is what I think Mr. Yan was explaining, that it would have been, it should be important that this resolution is there, because if it is 8 years, we are actually in the final year of the decade, and there hasn't been any program of activities published to actually say that what the decade is actually is. So thank you very much.